And good morning to all those on the internet listening to the services. Throughout the ages, God's church has been small, very small. Today, those doing and seeking the will of God is less than 1% of the population. Mankind is moving further from God daily. The spiritual power, greatness, and importance of our Creator is no longer recognized. The commandments have become a fable, no longer valid. The food laws have become foolishness. Peace no longer exists. The churches are preaching a message, but there is no change. Then what is the problem? The message being preached is not the message from God. Even the nations of Israel, they're following the same thing. They have forgotten the message that God gave to his prophets. So my topic this morning is the unpopular message. The message given by God is not popular. The message that leads to happiness and eternal life. But those that seek God and listen and obey that message, God protects them, even though the message is unpopular. And he gave that message to all his prophets. The message was prepared before the foundation of the world. And one particular one which gave that message and obeyed that message was Jeremiah. And God spoke to Jeremiah when he was young. He said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So he was in God's plan from the beginning. "Before you were born, I sanctified you." Then he told him, "I adorned you a prophet to the nations." You notice he said, "Nations?" That's the whole world. But people think, that don't exist today. That's not for us. They say, "Oh, that's for the Jews." No. That message is for those that's called by God. And God sent him to speak to the nations, the descendants of Jacob. And he was afraid. But God said to him, "I will deliver you." God is his protector, just like he is our protector. Then God put forth his hands and touched his lip. He gave him the knowledge to preach his prophecies to the world. Because he told him, "I will put my word in your mouth." He did it. And he told him to take that message to the descendants of Jacob. And he took that message to the descendants of Jacob. But he also told him, "I have set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." All this power God gave him. But God knew when he gave it to him that he would use it righteously. Wouldn't have used it wrong. But God came to Jeremiah a second time, giving him more knowledge of the unpopular message. He said, "Out of the north, calamity shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. I am calling all the families of the kingdom of the north. They shall come, each one set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls, and against all the cities of Judah." Why? Because of their sins. And he told them, "I will utter my judgment against them concerning all their wickedness." They turned from God. God brought them out of Egypt so they would be his people and he would be their God, but they would not listen. And he took them to the land that he gave to Abraham. descendants. And they still would not obey. For they burnt incense to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. Do you see that today? If you look at the wealth that God has given the descendants of Israel, what do they worship? They're removing the name of God from every place they can. And the places where it still sits, what do? They preach the counterfeit message. That's why the world is in the condition it is today. This message is controlled by Satan himself. Then God tells Abraham, I have made you a fortified city and an iron pillar, a bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against his priests, against his princes, and against all the people of the land. Why? Disobedience. And he gives that same unpopular message to Jeremiah to give to Israel. He gave it to Judah. He gave it to Israel, but he said Israel is backsliding. We have talking about two different nations. Judah is one, Israel is the other, which the world don't recognize today. They always take and say, oh, we're going to take the Jews back to Israel. They don't know the difference between Judah and Israel. God hasn't given to them. But he gave it to you to give you that understanding. And he told Israel, I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful. That's all they had to do was turn. And God showed them mercy. But it didn't turn. He told them. He would be angry, but he would not remain angry forever. He told them, only acknowledge your iniquities. But you see, only a few has acknowledged their iniquities. Those that's in God's church today, they acknowledge it. They turn and change and seek obedience. And that takes time. It's not done in one day. It takes a whole lifetime. You study changing from sin to righteousness. Why? Because they transgressed that law. You transgressed it. When you came into the knowledge, you began to obey. For Israel scattered all that God given them, all that spiritual knowledge. They forgot about it. And he says to them, you have not obeyed my voice. And he called them again, backsliding Israel. For I am married to you. I will take you one from a nation and two from a family. If you look at it today in God's church, you'll find that those that's coming in God's church, what do you take? He might take one from a nation. Yes, he takes two from the family. We're all from different families. But you don't see complete whole families and nations in God's church. And these prophecies are given for today also. Most think that those prophecies were just given to the descendants of Israel, which they call Jews today. But they were given for us, for the time that's coming. For God is angry because they have turned away from him. Let's turn to Jeremiah 23, verse 20. And we show how it shows us where the people turn from him to have their own way. And they're started doing it today. But for you, you turn to him. And when you turn to him, you receive those righteous blessings and protection. Jeremiah 23, verse 20. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed all the thoughts of his heart. Then he says, in the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. Why? Because you're going through that now. And those that he calls is going through that change. They see these prophecies. As you see them come true, you live through this. Yes, you will see it. There's no doubt. But those that he haven't called will not see it. They will go through it. Even going into captivity, becoming captivity, you think they will see it. Some will turn. Even some righteous is going in captivity too. But they know why. They will understand that God sent them to do his work, the same as he did his prophets. But God also protects those that preach and those that obey the unpopular message. Turn to Jeremiah 1, verse 19. God gives you special protection because the devil has a desire to remove you from the presence of God, to destroy you. Jeremiah 1, verse 19. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. And he did that for Jeremiah. And he delivered you many times from Satan and those that choose that unpopular, that popular message, which is counterfeit. Here's one instance here when the men of Anathoa were seeking the life of Jeremiah because of the prophecies that he taught. God told Jeremiah what they were saying, and they was talking about doing. And his words was, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hand. And God and Jeremiah said, let your vengeance be upon them. Then God come back and say, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. And there shall be no raiment of them, for I will bring catastrophe on the whole, on the men of Anathoa. Anathoa is approximately, by Smith's Biblical Bible Dictionary, is about 3.5 miles northeast of Jerusalem. So they were in contact with the people of Jerusalem. And another one that went against Jeremiah and lost was Pashur, the priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord. And he heard Jeremiah's prophecies. He struck Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a man of calmness, calm. He was humble. But look what happened. Then they put him in the stocks. If you don't know what stocks is a way of punishment. It's an apparatus used for punishment where they brace, put the body in a bent over, uncomfortable bent over position as punishment. And he was put in there. The people walk past, and what do? They look at him. Oh, he disobeyed. But not he didn't disobey. He disobeyed the priest. He obeyed God. And the next morning, Pastor took him out of the stocks. And he went back doing exactly what God said, preaching that unpopular message, that message that brings peace. And he gave a special prophecy to Peshua. All who dwell in your house shall go into captivity. You should go to Babylon. There you would die and be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. The priests, just like those ministers of the day, they're not preaching the truth. They're preaching their own word. That word did not come from God. But there's a light always there for those that obey him. Turn to Jeremiah 3, verse 18. But God protects those, and he blessed those that obey him. Jeremiah 3, verse 18. Because at this time, we can find that God brings all his people together. For the return of Christ, it will happen. He will bring them all together in one family. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given as inheritance to their fathers. So the church is, God's church is split. God's church is scattered all over the world, but God is bringing his church together under his righteousness, where they will find peace and happiness.